Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello, service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are listening to the English program by the Voice of Indonesia on shortwave 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, voanews.id, and application RRI Digital. Anyway, I'm Steve, will be in here with you with a lot of information about Indonesia, and we will begin with the news. Here's Voice of Indonesia, here's the headlines. Indonesia launches internet villages across 5 provinces. Indonesia accelerates Red and White Cooperatives program, and here is the news in detail. Indonesia Ministry of Communication and Digital has launched over 1,000 internet village access points across 5 provinces. The program is expected to boost connectivity in rural areas and support small businesses. More detail by Raditya Arif.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid launched the program simultaneously in all Sumatra province on Monday, September 29th.
We repeat, for North Sumatra in 2025, 307 points are allocated, starting from Deli Serdang Regency in Keramat Gajah Village.
Beyond internet infrastructure, the government is also preparing digital skills training. The minister encouraged digital businesses to collaborate with schools in developing a skilled workforce.
This means that we are encouraging associations of telecom operators to utilize local talent from the technical side, such as maintaining the connections, repairing cables, or reconnecting if they break. We want this to be handled locally. We don't want workers to be brought in from Java or other regions. Instead, we want young people here to be directly involved in building this program.
Internet services assistance will be provided for 12 months with the hope that after this period, community and businesses can sustain it independently. The initiative also supports the government's target of increasing fixed broadband penetration from 21% to 50% by 2029. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is fast-tracking the Red and White Cooperative Initiative to establish 20,000 village and urban cooperatives by 2025 and strengthen grassroots economic growth. More story by Hasna.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan chaired a coordination meeting at Jakarta on Monday to speed up funding disbursement for the Red and White Cooperatives program. The program is a key part of President Prabowo Subianto's agenda to boost community-based economic resilience and expand access to financial resources. As the head of the task force, Zulkifli Hasan stressed the urgency of swift coordination to ensure the program's success.
God willing, Red and White cooperatives at the village and urban levels are ready to operate. We will focus on the first 20,000, which are already prepared. The program will start with 1,000 units launching next week.
In the long term, the government plans to expand the program to 80,000 cooperatives nationwide. This large-scale network is expected to broaden access to financing, create new jobs, and improve household incomes. Each cooperative is projected to serve hundreds of families, helping reduce poverty and strengthen local food supply chains. Hasnan Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon highlighted the importance of strengthening cultural collaboration with Spain. He said it while attending the UNESCO Mondial Cult 2025 World Conference in Barcelona, Spain on Monday, September 29th. He encouraged exchanges of artists and curators, joint exhibitions, as well as visual art and film festivals. The minister also highlighted digital innovation in cultural heritage management as a key area of cooperation. According to him, the Indonesia-European Union SEPA agreement signed last week opens new strategic opportunities. The cultural partnership is expected to deepen friendship, expand economic networks, and enhance bilateral relations. Culture is now seen as a main pillar of friendship and sustainable development between Indonesia and Spain. The Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening the role of Information Commission amid the challenges of the digital era. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria said the Commission's role is now more important to ensure public transparency. More detail by Ofra.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria stated the government's support for strengthening the role of the Information Commission in facing the challenges of the digital era. He said that during the 16th National Coordination Meeting of the Information Commission in Tangerang on Monday. He stressed that the Commission's duties are becoming more complex as the flow of information grows and the demand for transparency increases.
The task of the Information Commission are becoming more challenging in the middle of digital transformation, where information sources are spreading massively and everyone can produce information on social media platforms. In addition, of course, the tasks of the Information Commission in managing public information transparency are becoming even more important as the public is increasingly critical since information sources are widely spread.
Public juga makin kritis karena sumber informasi juga tersebar.
Meanwhile, Chairman of the Information Commission, Doni Yusgiantoro, underlined the importance of ensuring that public transparency continues despite the many government programs. According to him, the Commission's focus will be directed towards strategic sector.
What we want is to make sure that the public transparency continues. There are many government programs, but we are focusing on one, food security, along with energy and water security. These areas are now very important and must be supported by all parties, including us from the Information Commission.
Furthermore, Doni said that the 16th National Coordination Meeting of the Information Commission is expected to strengthen the implementation of Law Number 14 of 2008 on public information transparency in order to create open and democratic governance. Ofarina, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is commentary titled Internet Villages, a Step Forward for Indonesia's Digital Equality by Anna Trijayakasi.
Launch of more than 1,000 internet villages by the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital in 5 provinces, Banten, West Jawa, West Nusa Tenggara, Lampung, and North Sumatra, demonstrates Indonesia's strong commitment to expanding digital connectivity to remote villages. This program not only provides year-round internet access, but also opens up new opportunities for micro, small, and medium enterprises, the education sector, and the general public to utilize technology productively. In addition to building infrastructure, the government is also focusing on empowering local communities. Digital skills training and the involvement of local youth in network maintenance are key parts of the sustainable strategy. This approach demonstrates that digital transformation is not just about technology, but also about building human capacity. This initiative also aligns with the national target of increasing fixed broadband penetration from 21% to 50% by 2029. With the collaboration of various parties, including operators, schools, and local communities, Kampung Internet or Internet Village program has become a symbol of collaboration in driving inclusive digital economic growth. While challenges remain, this program reflects Indonesia's concrete steps towards digital equality. It is not just an infrastructure project, but a crucial foundation for building a more connected, independent, and competitive future for villages in the digital era. That was commentary.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikalmu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia. Satu-satunya.
suaramu kini ku rindu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa
of Indonesia.
Jangan dewiku, bintang kejora. Tiada lagi cahayaku domba pengusik kalbu dalam pesona. Oh, seindah panorama tak membayu senja. Kalah hati di mabuk cinta.
You're still listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Imagine getting support from your best friend. And that's what Indonesia gets from Japan, who is supporting the accession of Indonesia to the OECD. OECD is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And this support was expressed by the ambassador of Japan to Indonesia, Masaki Yasushi, in a press meeting on Tuesday. And it seems that they're not only creating a support in the form of a statement, but they also will send their experts to Indonesia. The ambassador Masaki also gave an example that, for example, the law ministry will be exchanging their experiences. And also Japan, according to him, will also give financial aid for Indonesia so that we can accelerate or quicken our preparation to join the OECD. Well, a ton of appreciation for Japan, remembering how a lot of Indonesians really love Japan, and it appears that Japan also loves Indonesia.
Satu yang takkan ku lupa.
The oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world. Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is your answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Sampai juga di titik nadir, cinta ini semakin tak mungkin kurai.
Tak kusangka sungguh teganya kau mengikat akad yang seharusnya milikku, kini miliknya.
Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu.
Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari memelukmu yang pernah.
Selalu terlintas jalinan kisah.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuhbangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuhbangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Go to around Indonesia to get to know our culture / food / our tourism. Here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jati Semu tourism attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jati Sewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jati Sewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jati Sewu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. For underwater photo facilities, the management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jati Sewu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jati Sewu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Listener, if you wanna go to Indonesia, we'll really appreciate you if you understand the Indonesian language. And to help you, here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun, which means but. Hal itu. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi. Terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor. Motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai. Sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira. Kira-kira, which means approximately. 2 minggu. 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means, but, that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
If you wanna listen to Indonesian music, you gotta stay tuned with us on The Voice of Indonesia. And coming up next is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening!
Semarang,
Indonesia.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku. Ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia. Oh, siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku adinda? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta?
For joining us on The Voice of Indonesia. Please send your comments and questions to our email voilisteners@gmail.com. Please follow our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok, VOI_official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us at Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.